never know who you're going to bump into when we're out at stuff like this. Yo. But it is Alan Trammell, kind enough to join us this morning, Tiger legend. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and you're right. You never know who you're going to run into. But, no, it's a great event. Happy to be here, and hopefully I'll contribute a couple of shots. I know they're always expecting, you know, the athlete's supposed to be the ringer, but yeah, I'm okay, but not to, to some of these guys are ringers.
Yeah, do you practice at all before you come to an event like this, to just to fine-tune the game?
I have been. I live in San Diego, so I have the ability, obviously, to play some golf when I'm home. But last week was Kirk Gibson's outing, so I was able to, you know, play that round. Then I was telling you, John, that we went up north for a couple of days. So I've played a couple times. Hopefully it helps.
This is the Ilitch Companies Foundation Celebrity Golf Classic. 17th year they've been doing this. And we normally get some people on from the Tigers and the Red Wings. And let's talk Tiger baseball here. This team's in first place. What's the story of the year to you?
Well, they're in first place. And if I'm not mistaken, they've got the biggest lead in baseball. And I know there's always going to be doubters. I don't think there's a big red machine out there. I don't think there's a 27 Yankee. And so there's going to be the debate, you know, do we have enough? Remains to be seen. But I do believe we're going to make the playoffs. And whoever gets in the dance has a chance. So I'm sticking to that. But I know there's questions. And as there should be every year.
When you watch this team play, what's the thing that you look at and say this is the best thing that they do?
Well, they're gritty, they're tough, and that comes from their skipper. And I kind of go back to our tenure with Sparky, and then of late, you know, a few years ago with Jim Leland. Very similar in regards. They just have that feel. The good coaches, the good managers, they know their personnel. And I think that, as listening to you earlier, John, about, I think you're right in regards to AJ's still kind of getting a feel for his guys, and he is. There's no doubt about it. And we still have a few more weeks. You know, I know last month, including myself, I was a little like, whoa, you know, you lose 12 out of 13 in any sport. Wow, you start to wonder. But we've turned it around, I'm proud of these guys. But they're gritty. They play hard for 9 innings.
Have you shared, or are you able to share, any of your lessons from that 84 season with this team?
Absolutely. And it's not just this year or this month or last week or last month. This is going over. I just used the Torque and the Riley Green and Dingler, who I've known them for a few years. Oh, yeah. And I've seen them from day one. And some of the things, some of my sayings, some of my cliche little things, they understand it now. And that happens with experience and some game reps. Obviously, those are our big boys on our team. But the other guys are starting to kind of learn it themselves. Again, baseball 162, the marathon season, it's the old, everybody's heard it many, many times, but that's what you have to do. And they believe in themselves. And regardless of what people think, these kids believe in themselves. And that goes back to about a year ago, a little over a year ago, when that run started last year, when nobody expected it. They made the playoffs. They bumped off the Houston. They didn't win the World Series. And ultimately, at the end of the year, there's only going to be one champion.
You mentioned Riley Green. Mm-hmm. You've worked with him quite a bit.
Talk to him.
Okay. Talk to him quite a bit. I want to ask you about his swing then, okay?
Yes.
Because it's that uppercut swing, and he strikes out a lot.
Yep.
But look, a couple homers over the weekend.
Yep.
How concerning are the strikeouts for him?
Well, I mean, you're talking about an old school guy.
Right.
And, you know, 100 strikeouts used to be. But again, this is, man, my era is over. And this is a different generation. It's a different style. I love Riley Green. And I know we're talking about the hitting and the strikeouts. And it's high. It's like the Dow Jones. It's the up and down. And is it too many for me? Yeah, probably a tick too many. But the fact is that he brings it. This kid is gritty. And let's talk about his defense. I mean, he's a well-rounded baseball player. I know offense, they want to think about it. That's the sexy part. But he's one of our guys, and I believe in him, and we count on him. But we're going to see. But this guy's in the middle of our lineup. We need Riley Green to be good, no question about it.
How valuable is the experience that they had last year? You mentioned the run that they went on. That was great, but to be able to win a series against Houston, and we know what happened against the Guardians, how valuable is that as they approach this postseason?
Well, I think it's very valuable. I mean, you've been in the trenches before, and sometimes, you know, our minds, we're humans, even though, you know, people don't think that way, we're human beings. You take a step back, and you think back to those times that they went through, And the more you do it, I think it's only more helpful. But this goes back to the staff. This is a well-prepared team. And regardless of what people think, do we have enough? Again, remains to be seen. But the fact is that they're well-prepared, and that starts with AJ.
Talking to Alan Trammell, talking about this Tiger baseball team, who's their number two starter if the playoffs start today?
Well, I don't know. I think we still have a few weeks. I know that not John Flaherty. That was the old catcher. Jack Flaherty. I messed up twice already. But Jack Flaherty has the capabilities. Again, people are going to say, hey, 7-13, he got roughed up yesterday. I get it, and you're right. But he does have some experience. And I think that what the staff is going to do is they're going to wait till the end and to see who's pitching better. If it was today, I think it's between, Charlie and Jack. And Casey, just because of the lack of experience, I think that would be it. But again, I'm not in those discussions. Those are just my opinions.
When we're talking about guys like Dingler and Riley Green, Torque, and all those guys, how much different is it to hit in September and certainly October than it is the rest of the season?
Well, you try to keep it somewhat normal.
Yeah.
We know that's impossible. We know that the stakes and people are watching, more people are watching. But really, as an athlete, again, you have to kind of block that stuff out and say, it's just another game, even though it's not. But that's the mindset.
Yeah.
And I think the experience, again, that 1 year of helping. I know we talked about Riley and Torque a little bit, and he's had a heck of a year as well. But Dylan Dingler has really, yeah. I mean, really had an excellent year. And plus, he's the catcher.
Yeah.
The number one. I used to think shortstops, obviously pitch, but the position player, catching is the number one, and he's done a fantastic job.
Have you talked to Lance at all about Dingler and what's his take on what he's watching when he sees Dylan Dingler?
He loves him too, guys. Lance was part of Gibby's golf tournament, and we had a chance, and obviously he's a catcher. He's a stud. He thinks Dylan is a stud, and I would certainly agree. I think most fans would agree as well that he has come so far, and he's one of our guys. There's no question that. I'm gonna go out on the limb and say within the next year or so he's gonna be hitting more in the middle of the lineup.
Yeah.
That's how good he is. But catcher first. That's what Lance. We were taught. That's the era. Defense first, and then the offense. I know people don't want to hear that, but that's just kind of the mindset that you got to do that first.
Yeah.
First and foremost is defense.
Tarek Skubal, let's talk about him for a second here. He's making a case to be the MVP this season.
Yep.
Would you make that case?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, to have a horse, a number one, a true number one, like JV, Justin Verlander was, or Scherzer, but, again, we had two aces then. But let's just talk about Ver and what he brought to the table. So the other team knows that as well. When they're going in on that particular day, knowing that they're going against Tarek Skubal, they know they've got their hands full. And that's just a bonus to have, knowing that the little mind game, the mental part, but we've got one up on the other team, and that's nice to have. And if I'm not mistaken, I know they're on the West Coast, but he's pitching tonight.
So he is.
We're expecting another W.
The division. We've talked about it a lot. 10.5 game lead right now. How hard is it to switch that focus of still trying to make sure you win the division, but solidifying one of those top two seats so you don't have to play in that first round?
Well, again, that's from the fans' point of view, and I'm a fan. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I want them to get one of the top records so they can have that bye. And I know that they're trying to juggle the playoff system so that the teams that win don't sit that long. But it would be nice. And, again, I know that's what they're striving for. But AJ's not going to let them get them off task, which is, again, you guys have heard it, one game at a time, one series at a time. Again, going back to the old cliche, but that's how you do it, man, and that's what he's done. He's done a tremendous job of changing the culture, but the culture is that just staying on task, and they're doing that. And I'm going to say it again. I'm proud of these guys, regardless of what people think. Are we going to win the World Series? I hope so. That's what I hope.
Well, I wanted to ask you
that a chance.
As a fan,
yeah.
not as a guy making those decisions. How do they stack up, right? Because we know great position.
Well,
if you can set Tarek Skubal up in a rotation in an ALDS, it puts you in a spot to get to the ALCS. But in terms of the teams they'll play, down the stretch here, whether it's a Toronto or a Seattle who both beat them in the second half here, or a Dodgers and a Phillies, these teams with big payrolls and big additions, how do they stack
up? It's certainly a very good question, a valid question. It's going to be talked about for quite a while now, over a month. But I want to throw it at, how do you think the people in Milwaukee, I mean, they got the best record in baseball. Does that guarantee that they're going to win it?
Nope.
No, it doesn't. So the point is, as I mentioned earlier, about you get into the dance, you have a chance. I stand by that. So, again, there's going to be speculation. Again, I don't think there's a fan base that's like, well, even the Dodgers, the mighty Dodgers. There's no guarantees about them either. So we'll see. But I like our guys. I like the way we get after it. I know that we'll be prepared. We need to – first of all, clinch, but I do believe that will happen.
I know championship rings have changed over the years. Your 84.
The paperweights.
Yeah. There are more trophies now than they are actual rings. Yeah. But what does the event have to be for you to break out the 84 World Series ring?
Well, you know what? People have asked me this. I wore it very proudly. I still do. But I was nicking it, so I put it in a safety deposit box. So, obviously, if we get to the World Series – maybe in the playoffs. I haven't even thought that far ahead, John. But if we get into the playoffs, I think I should put it on even for the playoffs. But, again, it's something that, unfortunately, we won one.
Yeah.
But after that year we had, we thought we were going to win multiple ones. But it just goes to show you how difficult
how hard it is.
Absolutely. Yes. He's Alan Trammell, World Series champ, World Series MVP. Kind enough to give us a few minutes today. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, guys. Have a good day.
It's 97.1.